September has always been an important month, both to me and to the wider Allbrough family. It was the month of birthdays, of anniversaries, the month of celebrations, the month of the last night of the proms, and of returning Snails Base to school, and the annual Neath Fair. Now that might not sound much to you, but in Neath as a lad in the 1970s, the fair coming to town was huge. For the church, September can be important. During the month, we celebrate the feast day for St. Matthew, and today, St. Michael and All Angels. Depending on the type of school or possibly college or university you may have gone to, then this term is sometimes known as Michaelmas. And Michaelmas was seen as the start of something new. In the church, it is a time of ordinations for some candidates, and I was myself ordained at Michaelmas in Clamworth Cathedral in 2011. And this stone, this very stone, was blessed by the Archbishop of Wales at that service. So you would have thought I should know what I'm doing by now, wouldn't you? But today, the feast day of St. Michael and All Angels, is a day that many church people tend to steer clear of. Why, I wonder? I think it is partially due to the heightened language of our rather difficult readings that we have today, but also, perhaps, the word angels. What makes an angel? Is it a tinsel crown, cardboard wings and a wand? Rows of five-year-old girls trying not to fall off the stage in the school nativity play? And a couple of those very angels looking daggers at the girl playing Gabriel, wishing they had been chosen to say, "Do not be afraid," to Mary. Or is it the image of an angel like Clarence in A Wonderful Life? A rather dishevelled, middle-aged man, short and tubby, and the line, "Every time a bell rings, an angel gets their wings." Don't tell me you don't like the films, I don't know. When we say someone is an angel, it means that they have been good or helpful in some way. And it can seem rather saccharinely sweet. Perhaps this is the reason why many preachers, vicars, and bishops get a bit worked up and embarrassed about talking about angels, which I think is rather strange, because secular society doesn't. They talk about angels all the time. They talk about guardian angels, and Robbie Williams has made a very successful career about singing about them. Well, I don't get worked up about angels, and let us get it out there. Now, I believe in angels, but we don't have a chorus. Why? Well, because of the word itself. The Greek root to the word angel simply means messenger, and specifically a messenger from God. I suspect that this is one of the reasons why Michaelmas is one of the traditional seasons for ordinations. People are ordained to go out and to be messengers of God to the communities that they're going to serve. And of course, angels appear throughout the Bible, in Old and New Testament. We have angels as messengers and as signs of God's presence. They worship God by revealing God's presence and proclaiming His glory in a world where His truth is not understood. And if you want another reason to believe in angels, then look no further than today's Gospel reading, where Jesus Himself uses the language of angels shepherd. I am Lord, and you are all too, to declare the truth of God to all people. The shepherds in the kings in Matthew. Clearly, this truth is both precious and demanding. Time and time again, the angels, the messengers of God, call out to the people that they are visiting to not to be afraid. Be not afraid, a five-year-old's chant in their coy, endearing way. But there is nothing coy about the angels in the Bible, because there is nothing coy about God's message of transforming love and salvation, which God calls us through his messengers to be part of. We are to be earthly messengers. We won't, unfortunately, zoom around the place. We won't, unless we want to, have tinsel crowns. But we can, and we should, be part of the message. We can, and we should, be proclaiming the good news. In today's special feast day, angels remind us of our reliance on grace, that God is our source of strength. And today on St. Michael and All Angels, we're reminded that we, all of us, ordained or not, are called to proclaim the love of God to people, to seek his peace, to seek his love, to seek his healing. Angels offer continual thanks and praise the God, we are told. And so should we. But angels aren't confined to a building. Today,